are listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello everyone and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 7th of February 2021, and as usual, I know I say it every week, but there's loads going on and I think time is speeding up. I'll get into that in a few minutes time. Okay, my guest on the show tonight is a lady called Dr. Christian Northrop, and Christian has been doing a lot of interviews on the internet and talking about loads of things that's been going on. Obviously, it's of interest to everybody to find out what's going on. Especially with COVID, it's dominating loads of shows because, you know, it's affecting everybody's life. So we have to kind of get into that. We're going to be getting into that subject matter, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about other things as well. But before then, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Hi folks, well as usual you know the website is circleofwhitelight.com. And I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/COWLR, and PayPal as well. And I'd just like to say to people, if you want to be informed of any news that's going on, you can go over to the website and click on subscribe, type in your email, and then you'll be part of the mailing list that I send out every week. Also, if you become a Patreon subscriber, every week I do a blog on Patreon, so you'll have access to that as well, just to let you know about that. And also, I have the T-shirts ordered. I've already started to receive emails to reserve T-shirts, Circle of White Light T-shirts. So if you are interested in getting a T-shirt, send me an email and I'll put you on the list and tell me your size. And then when they come in, I'll be able to email you and sort out a link for payment. Is there anything on the list? No, that's it. That's everything covered. Just going through everything there. I updated the communication side because there's a few things I had to say there. Okay, as usual, I have a few things to read out before I get the guest on. And the first thing on the list is an article that was in the irishexaminer.com. And it said, obviously, we're going to be talking about COVID. And the heading was, over 30 residents die in Cork, Kerry nursing homes in 2 weeks. More than 30 residents of four Cork nursing homes and a community hospital in Kerry have died in just 2 weeks following COVID-19 outbreaks. A West Kerry community hospital in Dingle, at least 8 residents have died. Between January 21st and January 26th, 8 residents of the Benscores Care Village, also known as Mount Desert in Cork, have died, 3 of whom died on January 24th. 6 residents of Amberley Nurse Home in Fermoy all died within days of each other over a 12-day period between January 18th and January 29th. As in other homes, some of the residents have died are believed to have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine and were due to receive their booster shot. In addition, 6 more residents of another nursing home dealing with a COVID outbreak have died over a 4-day period. 3 residents of Deer Park House in Bantry died on January 27th, while another died on January 29th, and another the day after on January 30th. 5 residents of 4 homes have also died in recent weeks. I'm very concerned over this because they're not reporting these deaths, and if they do, they say there's no correlation between the vaccine and the deaths of the people. Now, if people tuned in to UK column, you know Mike and Brian Gerrish, they're doing a great job over there in the UK. If you tune into UK column, they did the correlation between the vaccines and the deaths, and the graph actually followed identical to the vaccinations to the actual the deaths that were taking place. But also, we have to be very careful of our wording because it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. It's mRNA, so it's not a vaccine, and I think we're being used as guinea pigs. And if people aren't dying from it, you've seen the people getting adverse reactions to the vaccine, plus people get coming out with all rashes and skin bubbles and everything else. I mean, something is just not right. And there's a couple of countries now, I think they've stopped it. They stopped rolling out the actual vaccine. We'll get into that with our guest as well, Dr. Christian, and the vaccine and what's been going on. But it's getting to a stage now, it's getting ridiculous. And obviously we had Michal and Leo talking about this health passport or vaccine passport that you can't get on the bus, so you can't go anywhere without the vaccine passport. They're really pushing that at the moment. Okay, the BBC.com study reveals extent of COVID vaccine side effects. About 1 in 3 people recently given a COVID vaccine by the NHS report some side effects. That's 1 in 3. None was serious, they said. A common one was some soreness around the injection site. The UK researchers who gathered the feedback found, well, you weren't looking hard enough as far as I'm concerned. Experts say the findings from about 40,000 people, mostly healthcare workers, are reassuring for the millions having the vaccines now. It's not reassuring at all. Some side effects are to be expected and not a bad thing, they say. How do we know COVID vaccines are safe? When will I get the vaccine? This is not the disease itself, but the body's response to the vaccine. COVID vaccines do not contain the pandemic virus and cannot give people the disease. Well, the virus, according to a lot of people that have gone into the research into this, has never been isolated. So if the virus has never been isolated, then how can they bring up a vaccine for something that has not been isolated? Instead, they use a harmless version or part of a coronavirus to teach the body how to recognise and fight the real thing should it need to do that. mRNA again, gene therapy. The researchers asked for feedback via an app from people who had received at least one dose of the Pfizer biotech vaccine by early January. The ZooApp team from King's College London found 37% experienced some local after effects such as pain or swelling near the site of the injection. After their first dose, rising to about 45% of the 10,000 who had received, 14% had at least one whole body system after effect such as fever, aches or chills within 7 days of the first dose, rising to 22% after the second dose. These after effects resolved within a few days. And all of the medical trials and real world experiences so far suggest the vaccines are safe and effective. Yes, right, okay, well, I'm not sold on that and I'm not believing that, unfortunately. Not with the evidence that I'm seeing, people being damaged and everything going on. Okay. Just a couple of things that happened during the week. Been fairly quiet, obviously, with things going on. I've been busy doing a few bits and pieces. I did say earlier on, time seems to be flying by. I don't know whether the listeners have the same feeling, but you know, Sunday comes around and I have a show to do, which is great. But it just feels like I only did last week's show about 3 days ago. You know, I mean, it's getting to stage that's how fast things are going. So I don't know if the people on the chat room can leave a message. If you think the time is speeding up or you think time is flying, just leave a message on the chat room and let me know. Thanks to everybody logging in there. Good evening to everybody on the chat room. But yeah, if you think it's speeding up, let me know, because I just can't believe how fast things are going. And the other thing on the list is, remember last week I told you that the donation from the Paid Forward group was going to go to the homeless charity for buying hats and gloves, because we are getting some flurries of snow these days, and obviously we want to put the donation out there. Well, the chap that was supposed to ring me so we can make the donation to buy the hats and gloves for the homeless, he hasn't rang me yet. So I'm going to try and chase him again this week. I don't want to keep chasing him, but I'm going to try and chase him again, because he's going to supply the hats and gloves to the homeless charity. So if he can ring me this week, if not, I'll chase him. Then what we'll do is we'll send over the donation, and that will be that will help out Tom and his team. If not, then what we might do is reallocate that somewhere to another homeless charity that we deal with as well. So and we'll see what happens there. Okay, right, going to bring in my guest, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, a medical doctor, visionary pioneer in women's health, is a board-certified OB/GYN with more than 30 years of clinical experience, former assistant clinical professor of OB/GYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine, and three-time New York Times best-selling author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddess Never Age. In 2013, Reader's Digest named Dr. Northrop one of the 100 most trusted people in America. In 2016, she was named one of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul 100, a group of leaders who are using their voices and talent to awaken humanity. And in 2020, she was included in the Watkins Spiritual 100, a list of living people that make a unique and spiritual contribution on a global scale. Internationally known for her empowering approach, Dr. Northrop embraces medicine that acknowledges the unity of mind, body, emotions and spirit, and teaches women to create health by tuning into their inner wisdom. After decades spent transforming women's understanding of their sacred bodies and processes, Dr. Northrop now teaches women to thrive at every stage of life. As a business owner, physician, former surgeon, mother, writer, speaker, and according to Miriam Ava, PhD, a rebel rock star and authority on what can be go right with the female body, Dr. Northrop acknowledges our individual and collective capacity for growth, freedom, joy, and balance. Dr. Northrop has also hosted 8 highly successful public television specials, and her work has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, The View, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, 2020, and The Dr. Oz Show, among many others. Good evening, Dr. Christian. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. My name is Christian. I like being down with the whole Christian and Jesus thing, because I think we need all that help right now.
How are you doing? Good evening, and thank you for coming on the show.
I'm doing very, very well. It's snowing here, so I understand about the hats and mittens for the homeless.
Yes, it's the flurries of snow over here. Obviously, we're still in winter, and we have about, you know, there's a massive homeless issue over here in Ireland, and what we try and do with Circle of White Light and the Pay It Forward team that we have is that with donations, we allocate some of that funding to the homeless charities and community groups and try and help them out as best we can. It all helps at the end of the day. Every little bit helps, as you say. But I'm really grateful for you coming on the show. Thank you for coming on. And I need to ask the question, first and foremost, you know, all the doctors that are out there, maybe they have tunnel vision, maybe they don't feel they don't want to step out and expose what's going on or talk about what's going on. What made you stand up to say, I'm going to speak out about what's going on and I'm going to make a difference, going to try and make a difference? What was the driver for you?
I've been speaking out for 40 years on all kinds of things. So this one just felt like the same old thing. When you've been on the front lines of healthcare as long as I have, you get a feeling about what makes sense and what doesn't. So I was early on, I questioned the clamping of the umbilical cord so soon after birth. I would put the baby on the mother's abdomen. You know, while way back then, when I started my training, we were drugging women with scopolamine and seconal, so they'd sort of turn into wild animals, but they wouldn't remember anything. I saw fetal monitoring come in and the C-section rate go up to 25%. It's higher than that now. We have no studies that show that fetal monitoring does anything except increase the C-section rate. I have questioned the mammogram situation for years because I saw too many women getting bilateral mastectomies for ductal carcinoma in situ, which is not cancer. I've looked at all of the vitamin D research, and I knew that people need way more vitamin D, particularly in places where you live. And most people have suboptimal levels. If we had just given that out, it would have prevented COVID death. So I've known about these things for years. Plus, I grew up in a household where my aunt and uncle were medical doctors. My dad was a dentist. We ate organic food. We had a compost heap. We did yoga. We believed in the mind-body-spirit connection. And we had a couple of things happen in the family where I had a baby brother, and then my father signed out of the hospital against medical advice because the doctors didn't know what was going on. So I entered medical school already radicalized. I realized that doctors did not have all the answers at all. Then I knew the history of Western medicine and John D. Rockefeller of Standard Oil finding out that you could patent petroleum-based drugs. And so he systematically closed down all the medical schools that dealt with homeopathy, naturopathy, all of the anything herbology, anything natural. He systematically closed those down, invented the word quack. And when people started to get cancer from the drugs he made, he started the American Cancer Society. And I believe it's these same, it is the same mindset that is driving this global thing.
Okay. That's an awful lot of information, and that's fantastic to hear that you're so aware of what's been going on, especially going back to the start and the whole control and manipulation of the medical system. So
yes.
What do you think is behind it? I mean, with your research that you've done, what is your belief on what's behind it, or who's behind it?
I actually think it's the same Rockefellers, Rothschilds, that whole group that's been trying to control the planet for centuries. The same people who created the Federal Reserve, the fiat currency system to make humans into debt slaves. And, you know, the thing is, you don't want to believe this, but once you start looking down that rabbit hole, you can't not see it. And I've known about the fact that you cannot patent a naturally occurring product. And so therefore, all the natural remedies, vitamin C, vitamin D, all the herbs, all of that has been soundly, soundly trounced for my entire career. And I was listening to Dr. Andrew Saul, an expert on vitamin C, and at the beginning of this pandemic, he was sending tons of it to China because IV vitamin C works beautifully to cure this kind of COVID thing. And he was looking at the interviewer, and the interviewer said, "Why isn't this used widely? Like, why isn't this the first line of defense? Because if you get high-dose vitamin C into people immediately, you don't wait until they need a ventilator. If you just get high dose vitamin C and other things we can talk about, then nobody needed to die." And the interviewer looked at Dr. Andrew Saul and he said, "Why is this not being used?" Andrew Saul looked into the camera and he said, "Satan." I couldn't believe it. It was like, okay, I just think that we are in a planetary war of dark to light, of good against evil. Let's be very, very clear. And they've been controlling humanity for a long time. I realize I should get on my tinfoil hat when I talk like this, but that's been my experience. And because I have spent so long on the front lines of women's health, you know, with babies and mothers. And then the other thing that was horrifying to me, a couple of years ago, my profession of OBGYN began to vaccinate all pregnant women with flu and DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. And why would you ever do that? We know that the DPT, the pertussis germ, has morphed anyway, so the DPT isn't even effective on today's whooping cough. Why in the world would you start injecting pregnant women with all of the toxins that are in vaccines during pregnancy? Then 99% of newborns in the United States are injected with hepatitis B vaccines, and those contain something like 15 times the FDA allowable amount of aluminum. So today's babies in the United States already have the toxins of three different vaccinations in them, which they don't need. And I testified before our legislature on the vaccine mandates, because this whole thing started with all these vaccine mandates. Like, all of a sudden, my state, which was not experiencing any kind of pandemic, anything, they pushed through a bill to make 69 to 72 different vaccines mandatory to go to school or nursery school. I mean, by the time of age 18, okay, you don't get all those at once, but from birth to the age of 18, that would be 69 to 72 mandated vaccines with many more on the way. And I went and testified before our legislature, and you mentioned doctors seem to have their blinders on. We had case after case of women, men coming up with their children saying that they started to regress after their vaccinations. They no longer spoke. Their developmental milestones went away. And the doctors would just get up there and say, I represent the medical association of whatever. And then they would say, vaccines are safe and effective, and the side effects are one in a million, which is absolutely wrong. We have the vaccine adverse events reporting system in the United States, and less than 1% of all vaccine injuries are reported. And our government gave vaccine manufacturers carte blanche. They could produce and inject anything they wanted, including this completely experimental COVID vaccine, with no liability whatsoever. Nothing. So if it kills you, there's no recourse. This is crazy. I mean, you know, you sound like a conspiracy theorist, but all you have to do is look at the data.
Well, this is it. I mean, you're in good company here, because of the listeners and the radio show. We've been doing this a very long time. And as I said to you before we went live there, I've been 20 years, I've been aware of what's going on, and 10 years doing the radio, two radio shows. So, and you know, a lot of people who tune into the radio shows now go down the rabbit holes and they find out what's going on. And it's all about putting the pieces of the jigsaw together and questioning everything and doing the tracking and tracing of who's linked to who. The problem is that most people who don't do this will look at three pieces of the jigsaw in isolation, and they'll form an opinion based on that one piece. And you think, no, you have to actually go and do the rest of the research and look at who's linked to who. And I do agree with you that this is a spiritual war that we're going through. What I find very interesting is that you came across all this information. What made you step outside to make yourself public to say you disagree with all of this and you want to make a statement about it and you want to go on radio shows and talk about it and expose what's going on? Because I'm sure there's a lot of doctors out there that will know all about this, but they'll just say, no, I'm not getting involved. I'm just doing my job, coming in, getting my paid, going home, and that's it. And they won't step outside. So why did you feel you had to step outside? What was the driver for you?
Well, the driver started in 2015, and I started to feel that there was oversight of medical practice beyond what should have been there. And it came time to renew my license right around then. And I realized that I wanted to be able to speak freely. And I used to say at that time, I don't want the noose of the Board of Registration in Medicine around my neck. I want to be able to speak my mind of what I see as the truth. Now, remember, I've been on the front lines of this sort of thing for many, many, many years. And I know how close I've come to, I mean, I've been reported to the Board of Registration in Medicine, all of that stuff, because when you begin to speak out, there's no question that you are a target. On the other hand, I was beginning to see things back in March that I couldn't believe. And by the way, at the time, I was with my beloved who'd worked with the World Health Organization, is a PhD epidemiologist, Harvard trained, who'd gone all over the world in public health. And he looked at the information that I would give him and he said, this doesn't hold any water. I don't understand what the public health authorities are doing here. And he's the one who encouraged me to get involved on the local level in the legislature. Well, of course, that has led to slings and arrows that you would not believe. I was on the cover of a local state magazine called Maine Women's Magazine, a very fluffy little interview. And the next thing you know, I have Facebook posts. The editor of that got death threats. They tried to defund the entire magazine because they had someone like me on the cover. Now, this is a huge overreaction when all I was testifying about was informed consent and choice. Mm. So we have to look at all the labels that were given. Big Pharma invented the word anti-vaxxer, just like the CIA invented the word conspiracy theorist. I have not met any anti-vaxxers. I've met a lot of ex-vaxxers, parents whose children really got into trouble and they woke up. But for me, I've wanted to work way upstream my whole life, like way before somebody had a child with a vaccine injury, way before someone got breast cancer, this kind of thing. So for me, I could see that something was wrong here. Plus, I remember reading Zev Zelenko's protocol for COVID, whatever this thing was, because by the way, all these doctors and colleagues of mine were weighing in and saying, this, something's wrong with the idea that this is a respiratory virus. These people are not presenting as though they have a respiratory virus. They are presenting as though their hemoglobin is not getting oxygenated. And as soon as someone like that would come on YouTube, it would be censored. And then someone like Zev Zelenko in New York, who had the wonderful protocol of zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin or HCQ, all of that, he was soundly censured. And then the American Medical Society and all of the mainstream media and the medical people started to say that hydroxychloroquine was incredibly dangerous and it should never be used. Then they got some scam artist to publish an article in The Lancet. In that study, they used four times the dose that they should have used. It was a study designed to fail. And finally, The Lancet removed it. So I watched all the shenanigans about a drug that has been used for 65 years safely and effectively. But HCQ, like ivermectin, those are drugs to help against malaria, a parasite, and ivermectin also an anti-parasite. So is this really a respiratory virus, given that according to doctors like Dr. Andrew Kaufman and Dr. Cowan, it's never been isolated. So when you start to censor and eliminate every voice that doesn't go along with a be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, you're going to be killed, stay inside. Every voice was censored. And as you told me from the beginning, the mark of an educated mind is the ability to entertain a thought without completely accepting it. Well, I'll tell you, the doctors can't seem to entertain a thought. And even if they do, if they say anything, they're fired or they lose their license. And that is what's happening all over the place.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. There are a few doctors coming out now. And you mentioned there before we went on air about Professor Dolores Cahill, who's doing fantastic work over here exposing what's going on. And like yourself, she's been ridiculed and there's been death threats and everything else. And her life's been turned upside down because she wants to come out and challenge the system. And at least, you know, the truth doesn't hide away from scrutiny. And this is the thing. They are trying to close down all the channels that question what's going on. So let's take a step back. Last year, over here in Ireland, I don't know if you've done any other Irish interviews with or radio shows, but over here, last March really was the time when they started all the lockdowns. That's when it started. And obviously we got this. We heard about COVID and everything else. Now, as the listeners know, and the listeners themselves, I'm aware of the bigger picture. As you said, what's going on? There's sinister things going on in the background. It's all about control of the people and everything else on a global scale, on a global level. They've been planning to do this for a very long time, and they've tried it with SARS and a few other viruses that came out, but it never, Ebola and stuff like that. It never really got to the stage where they are at now. And quite conveniently, at the same time the lockdown kicks in, all these engineers are coming out globally and installing 5G. What a coincidence. Why is that? And Elon Musk sends his SkyTrain technology up into space at the same time, all about 5G. Now, there's a question mark in that, and we have to ask, why is that the case? Why do these engineers have to come out? Are they classed as essential workers to install 5G? Because maybe they knew the backlash they would get from the people, so they took the opportunity to do it. So this is all planned, and I've no doubt about, let's call them the global cabal or the elite, if we want to call them that, because this is all planned. This is not a random thing, and you know that as well as I do. If you go down enough rabbit holes, you know, you put the pieces together, and it's all part of what they want to bring out. It's fantastic seeing so many people like yourself and other doctors and other people in other areas coming out and saying there's something going on. Now, some of these people obviously haven't put the pieces together, but they just know in themselves that something is not right, and they want to speak out about it. So what was your take? I mean, what is your take on COVID? Do you believe that there is an actual virus, or is it the flu? Because we were looking at the death rates over here in Ireland, and it's marginal in the difference between 2019, 2018 and 2020. It really is. We're supposed to be in a pandemic, but there's no way that is happening. So, you know, do you believe that this is an actual virus, or are they just using the flu, or is it some kind of strain of the flu that might be a bit more severe, but definitely not what they're saying? What's your take on it?
My take on it is it's something, and it may well be related to 5G. And, you know, what was happening in Wuhan, where they have the dirtiest air, the dirtiest water, the dirtiest soil in the world, and it came from there. So, you know, there's certainly evidence that Dr. Fauci's gain of function research resulted in something. I don't think it is as deadly as they wanted it to be. But here's what I will tell you that I know for sure. The survival rate from this thing, whatever it is 99.9%. So why do we need to vaccinate the entire world with an experimental mRNA thing that is not a vaccine at all, and that works by transfection to make humans the same as GMO crops? They use the same technology as GMO crops. I'm very concerned about the COVID vaccine. You know, Vernon, who's that wonderful guy from England?
Coleman, isn't it? Vernon Coleman.
Vernon Coleman, the old man in a chair.
Yeah.
I was listening to the statistics about the number of deaths from the vaccine. And, you know, at the end, he was just bereft. Yeah. Like, how are we doing? How could we possibly be doing this? I have a friend who works in hospice, and she said all the hospice patients were vaccinated, but they're telling everyone, you know, there's not enough vaccine to go around, and we've got now, we have new strains. We have new strains of the flu every single year, which is why the flu shot doesn't work very well. I want to tell you about a lawsuit that has just been filed in the state of Ohio. And I work with Pam Popper, who's doing this kind of thing, because she said, we need to think about it. And she's right. For 30 years, people like you and me, we've been talking about organic food, clean air, clean water. Like, why are we allowing our food, our air, our water to be so polluted, you know, with fluoride in the water that calcifies the pineal? So here's what this lawsuit says. We are now asking the court for a temporary restraining order and a show cause order it is well past time for the Department of Health and Human Services to explain why they have issued rules to inflate cases and death counts. In March 2020, the DHHS took the unprecedented step of issuing a new rule for the way COVID-19 deaths were counted. This rule created a system that counted COVID-19 deaths differently from any other cause of death, and that would result in COVID-19 being the underlying cause of death more often than not. And of course, we saw this all over the world. The result is that deaths from COVID-19 have been dramatically inflated as compared to any other cause of death. To make matters worse, the DHHS and state partners then began using case counts for COVID-19 as a method for determining policy. This was done using PCR testing as a basis for diagnosis, despite the fact that most test kits include disclaimers stating that they should not be used to diagnose COVID-19. Under federal law, the presentation of statistics must be done in a way that ensure the integrity, quality, and utility of the federal statistical system. The new motion, filed February 3, 2021, requests a temporary restraining order and that DHHS show cause for these actions, which indisputably are not meeting the integrity, quality, and utility standards required. While we recognize that COVID-19 is a real virus that has hurt and killed people, it is indisputable that the response has always been focused more on fear than science. We strongly believe that policy and personal decisions about protecting yourself and your family should be made with honest data and not based on misleading information presented to stoke fear. It's time for the COVID agenda to end and the science to step in. So this was just filed this past week. And as you know, Dolores Cahill founded the World Health or the World Freedom Alliance, and many, many lawyers around the world are filing the same kind of thing because this has become absolutely ridiculous. And as Pam said, what we need millions of us banding together so that they can't pick off doctors like me, doctors like Dolores Cahill or my colleagues who can see the truth. As long as we're just the lone wolf out there, they will pick us off. The number of informed consent vaccine choice doctors I know who have been murdered, they say suicide, but I knew them, murdered, is unprecedented. And so we need to finally get together. And I believe, because this is your program, the Circle of White Light, it's growing. We are all coming together in fifth dimensional love and care for each other so that we can no longer be manipulated by this agenda. Because the minute you stand up as a sovereign being and you say, I'm not having it, I'm not doing this, my body is my temple. And when enough of us wake up and do this, then the whole shift is going to happen, because it only takes from 1 to 3% of people resonating in the high vibration, the high frequency of truth, to change everybody. And for those who are still asleep, there may be many who are going to remain asleep. I don't spend any time at this point. I spend no time trying to wake up the sheep. I try to wake up the sleeping lions.
I'm glad you said that, and I totally agree with you. I've always said that we have to hit critical mass. Because when we hit critical mass, then change is inevitable. We just have to get there. And we are seeing a huge level of people waking up and asking questions. Even from last year, people who are in the matrix or in the system beginning to question what's going on. Especially because the whole waking up process, I find over the 20 years I've been doing this, and you'll probably come across this yourself, the catalyst for waking up tends to be something like a medical issue or somebody dying in your family, or you lose your job, you lose your house, or something like that, which is the catalyst to say, hang on a minute, this is not right. Why is that? And then you take a peek behind the curtain and you go, okay, this is interesting. And then you start looking and start researching and then asking questions. And I totally agree. I kind of don't waste my time anymore waking people up now. I've been doing it a very, very long time. And the radio show, Circle of White Light Radio, is really about, you know, solutions and speaking to the people who already know about what's going on and they want to learn more about it and they're open-minded about it. And that's the important thing. I'd like to touch base with you regarding the Wuhan. You know, we know they have a biolab over there. And the people talk about the virus coming from Wuhan, but our intel has told us that actually it came from CIA Langley. And that professor from Harvard was the guy who was being paid by the Chinese or the CCP. He was involved because he had a lab in Wuhan. So originally COVID, according to our intel, come from CIA Langley. And then obviously it was brought over to the biolab over in Wuhan, which is a bit of a concern. But it's interesting that they launched the 5G over there in Wuhan and we've seen images and videos of people tipping over. Now, I don't really know what the tie-in is with this, but I did see an interview with a lady. I think she was a radiologist or she was in that kind of field. And it was a kind of private interview she did. It wasn't, you know, there's somebody just filming her and she was talking. I don't even know whether she knew the camera was on. And she was very concerned and she said the symptoms that COVID was displaying was very similar to radiation poisoning. And she said, and the whole idea, I mean, I'm very familiar with wireless technology. My background is radio communication, so I'm familiar with that. And non-ionizing radiation and what they're planning to do. And we've had doctors, we had people like Dr. Martin Pahl on and scientists like Barry Trower on and a host of others I've spoken to all about wireless technology and everything else. But 5G is just a step too far. And the correlation between the activation of 5G in Wuhan and then obviously the deaths happening, you have to, there's a question mark there at least, something that should be investigated.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is, you see, anywhere you look, it's all tied to a web that's tied to everything else. And what it goes back to is the movie The Matrix. It goes back to enslaving humanity for the benefit of the few, the global elite. And when you see it, you can't not see it. Mm. So if you go back and you watch the movie The Matrix, I'm just going to read you a little quote from Morpheus. What is real? How do you define real? This is your last chance. After this, there's no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. I'm trying to free your mind, Neo, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it. Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream, Neo? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. If real is what you can feel, smell, taste, and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. And once you, I rewatched The Matrix. I hadn't seen it in a long time, and it lands. It really lands, and you can see how this has been being built up and the whole narrative to keep the mainstream eye off what's really going on, make people scared to death, kill off all the old people. The Georgia Guidestones have in Georgia, they actually have on them what the plan is. These giant like Stonehenge recreated.
That's right.
What they really want to do. And it is... it's terrifying.
It is.
It's terrifying, but not, well, it depends. People like you and me, Magenta Pixie calls us indigos. We don't mind looking and seeing it because I can feel it from you. You can feel it from me. I am absolutely optimistic that this is the Great Awakening that has been talked about. It was apparently supposed to happen in 2012, the Jasara Nasara Global Financial Reset, but the Cabal didn't want that to happen, so they did 9/11. So we're a little behind, but this time we're going to get it.
Oh yeah, does a couple of things there I'd like to touch base on. The whole Matrix thing, I'd like to, just a kind of fun fact for people. This kind of came up during the week. It was a post that came up on my Facebook page. And one of the people that was on my Facebook friends said, oh, you have to look at the people who are involved in the Matrix, the Wachowski brothers. And I had to correct this lady and I said, right, okay. The actual Matrix 1, the first movie, was actually written by a lady called Sophia Stewart. And she sued the movie studios and lost because they took her script. Matrix 2 and 3 were actually the Wachowski brothers, which was rubbish because they didn't understand Sophia's concept of Matrix 1 and they just made up something in Matrix 2 and 3. Now, when she did the script for the Matrix 1, it was a full script which they divided in half. The first part was the Matrix and the second part, which was the Terminator. Because if you think of the movie The Matrix, you had Neo. But if you look at the Terminator first, in there was a young boy called John Connor. But John Connor actually grows up to be Neo.
And the script,
when Sophia Stewart wrote the script before it was stolen from her, she wrote the part with the Terminator, with John Connor, and then he grows up to be Neo, and then you get the Matrix. So,
wow.
So that's, and people can look that up, and there's always confusion regarding, they think the Wachowski brothers did actually Matrix 1, 2, and 3. They didn't. They did 2 and 3, which is rubbish. She did one, and she was getting downloads from Spirit or whatever, and that's how she put the movie together for The Matrix. So that's a bit of a tidbit of information. The Jasara Nasara stuff, I'm on the fence with that, Dr. Christian. I'll tell you why, because I got sucked into that for a couple of years. And because we're in contact with people who are involved on a very high level, there is funding for humanity there. But the funding for humanity is really to be given to for projects for humanity. There's a lot of misconception. People think that they're going to get 5 million euros or $5 million.
That's rubbish.
Yeah,
that's all rubbish.
But the funding is there for humanitarian projects, and that will be released. You know, we talk about the spiritual side, and you know that will be done in divine timing. When the energy is right in the planet, and at the moment it's just not right because we're in this kind of 4D awakening and all the dirt. I did speak to a lady who worked with Dolores Cannon, and she said a great quote, and she said, you can't clean up the dirt if you can't see the dirt. So what we're seeing now is this 4D dirt rising to the top. And we're now seeing it, and people won't have any choice but to see it because it's going to be in their face.
That's right. That's right. That's how I describe it as a surgeon. It's like the abscess has come to a head. Boil is ready to be lanced. And once you lance it, you got to put your fingers in there or an instrument and see how deep it goes. And what you find is you're into your elbow before you get to the bottom. That is how deep this thing goes. But the wake up and the coming to the new earth and 5D consciousness is inevitable. It's inevitable and it's going to happen. But it's almost like the darkness has been uprooted. This has been controlling people for centuries, centuries. We are here at this golden moment, and right now, and you know how they say it's always darkest before dawn. I think that's where we are, but I feel as though as the spring comes, like by March, April, by the summer, certainly we are going to see a shift. And it may be that there's two different populations. There are the people who are still asleep, and then there'll be the rest of us creating whole new systems in the same way that so many truth tellers have been banned on all of the social media channels. And so they've created their own. I was talking with Jason Shurka, who wrote The Pyramid Code and Rays of Knowledge. And he's a young man from New York who runs his family's real estate empires. But he said, at this point, we're going to need to find our own web servers, our own publishing houses, because the mainstream does not want to. I mean, the censorship is worse than it's ever been. You know, dark before dawn.
Definitely. Definitely what's going on. But more and more people, I think, are beginning to see it. It's just interesting that you said about the change. I've mentioned before on the show, and I've talked to guests about this, about the, there seems to be a divide in society now with the them and us. This kind of this frequency change of people who are awake and aware and can see what's going on, and obviously people who are in the matrix who don't want to wake up and they're queuing up for the vaccine. And maybe one of the guests I had on, a lady called Laura Whitworth, she's a QHHT practitioner, and she talks about the polarization of the frequencies. And she says, we're going to get to this climax where the two frequencies will repel each other like a pimple bursting. It's just going to get to that stage where there'll just be a pop and there'll be a split in the frequencies. And you mentioned New Earth. Now, I wouldn't go down the woo-woo route regarding the New Earth, but I definitely think maybe there is going to be a divide in frequencies where the people who are awake and aware will be on a different frequency, because people have told me, and I've experienced it firsthand, where people might bump into you or they don't see you because you're vibrating at such a high frequency that the lower down, you know, the 3D people are not seeing you. And I know that sounds really weird, but when you experience it yourself and people have experienced it, maybe glitches in the matrix, it's just strange when it happens. I don't know whether you've come across that.
Well, here's what I really do believe, that I've had people tell me they've gone into shops with no mask on, and that they simply put out in front of them and in back of them their, quote, personal atmosphere. And there is a power in sovereignty, standing as a freeborn human made in the image of God. And I think that we're remembering who we are. And I want to say at the same time, those who are stuck, and you know, and here's the thing, we can't judge. They may be here to have that experience, for, you know, specifically, and they're not supposed to wake up. But they are getting, I don't know if you've noticed this, angrier and angrier, you know, like looking at you outside in the woods if you're not wearing a mask. Mm. You know, this is true insanity. Or people on a beach with the wind blowing, wearing a mask, putting a mask on a two-year-old child. The only reason anyone would do that is that they are deeply asleep and disconnected from their own divinity. So I believe that more and more and more people are going to wake up. And I don't know about you, but I have found this global community, like a soul family, that never, ever would have happened if I hadn't started speaking up. I just started to do a daily little talk on Facebook because people were finding that family members were calling them racist and white supremacists. And, you know, there was suddenly a politically correct language that you had to participate in, or you would be canceled, you know, cancel culture. All this stuff started to happen. And I remember looking at it saying, this is an attempt to divide humanity. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, you know, talking about America, I mean, the world is looking at America and what's going on. And there's a lot of kind of conspiracies and rumors about what we believe might be coming down the pipeline, even within the next month or so. What's your take on what's happening? Because you're over there, you're seeing it, you're experiencing it. What's the word on the street? What do you think is going to be happening in the next month or two?
Well, first of all, if you believe that Biden is the president, right? What in the world would we be doing with an impeachment trial against Trump, who is supposedly a private citizen? If Biden were the true winner, why would you impeach a private citizen? Okay, so yeah. There's that. Then there's the other thing that the world reports on a lot, which is that, you know, Biden has never gotten on Air Force One. Biden is not allowed to come into the Pentagon, so he doesn't have his fingers on the nuclear weapons codes. And then there's all that very weird stuff that goes on in the White House, right? Where the lights turn off at 11 at night. And then we have all those troops, all those National Guard in Washington, D.C. So there's so much that if you don't need to be a conspiracy theorist to say something is a little off here. Now, let me tell you the narrative that I like. This is the narrative that makes sense to me. And that was, again, the same old global players in 1817, under cover of darkness without the people knowing, made the United States into a corporation. And then we became indebted to Rothschild and whoever else. And we had to apparently pay a lot of money to England. And that was illegal. And now apparently we're under a republic because the United States Corporation is bankrupt. Hmm. Now, that's what I believe we're going to see play out. And if we are in fact now back to the republic, which is what was founded in 1776 by the founding fathers. Mm. If we are, then we should know that by March 4th, which is the inauguration date of the old republic. And what I know at this point is I'm not political. What I watched, though, I watched that in every state where there were vaccine mandates, like all of a sudden, all the children needed to take all these vaccines, every single time that was backed by the Democratic Party. So friends of mine who've been lifelong Democrats, I've been a lifelong independent, but the lifelong Democrats were horrified. It was as though their party has been taken over by the global cabal. So we will see. And then, of course, there's so much evidence of election fraud from my own family members. You know, my nephew went to vote in Las Vegas and they were in line first thing in the morning. And then someone comes out and says to them, "I'm sorry, it's going to be another hour. We're switching out the voting machines." Hello. Why would you do that at the final hour? So I think if we indeed have this impeachment trial, I believe that a lot of information is going to come out. There's a documentary right out now by someone named Lindell about proving the election fraud. The other thing that is coming out now slowly is the number of arrests for pedophile rings, where they're arresting all kinds of people. Then, you know, we haven't heard from Ghislaine Maxwell, who's under every 15-minute guard. They look for her. They look at her. She's probably got a lot of intel. We've got Jeffrey Epstein. We have the Standard Hotel in Los Angeles has been completely closed down. And what I hear from some of the intel out there is that there were tunnels under the Standard Hotel where children were sex trafficked. So I believe that this kind of, and if you look at the astrology of this time, there's a lot of things that are going to be dug up. There's a lot of stuff that's coming to fruition, to the light. So I think, you know, that's what we're going to be seeing.
Definitely being exposed, and it's definitely coming out. I don't know what's going on with the White House. It's very strange. I mean, even with the whole Biden fiasco inauguration, Charlie Ward said he received the video 10 hours before the actual inauguration, And does these inconsistencies where people said that, so it's obviously pre-recorded, people said on the day it was overcast and cloudy, but on the inauguration video, there's a blue sky. And then the cannons, there's three cannons that should go off one after the other, but there was a bang and then a double bang on the cannon, which signifies something else. And then the music that should be played wasn't played. And then there's some other guy took footage of all these coaches in Washington as if they were, he said, are they picking up all the senators? Are they picking them all up? But for people who don't know, who are listening to the show, I mean, I know the last time the USA was a republic was 1871 with Ulysses S. Grant. And after that, it went into USA Inc. And then, so if Trump is going to be inaugurated back as being the president of the republic, he'll be the 19th president. So I have a question on that. Does that mean that he can now do, he, if that does happen, is he going to do two terms? Because the term that he did was president of the corporation, not president of America. So technically, that's null and void. So if he is made, because you're under martial law at the moment, the military are running everything apparently, and he instigated that. We got confirmation that he instigated martial law. He signed that in on the day he left the White House. And Biden, I mean, he's not, you see him on Air Force Two, not Air Force One. And one of the things, I don't know whether you've seen, Dr. Christian, is when the inauguration happened, when Biden had his hand on the Bible, it was upside down. The cross was upside down on the Bible. And when Kamala put her hand on the Bible, she had a hand on her bag, her purse, and not touching the Bible. And if you haven't seen that, that's quite interesting because we know these people are satanic as well.
That's exactly right. And here's what I think. You know, this is interesting. I didn't know any of this, but in March, I began to have a series of dreams about Donald Trump, where I would wake up from a deep sleep as though I had just visited with Donald Trump. It was, you know, it was the kind of thing that you, I wrote down my dreams and worked with a dream person for 7 years. So when I have a dream like that, I pay attention. And the dream was that Trump had invited me to be in his entourage, and every 15 minutes or so, he had to go in a medical tent to have an EKG, a blood pressure, his pulse taken, and so on, make sure he was okay. And he invited me to do that, so I'm giving him an EKG, I'm taking his pulse, and he's asking me about my work with women's health and so on. And I woke up, and I was so startled by it that I had to get in the bathtub. And I remember thinking to myself, oh boy, Donald Trump is not who people are making him out to be. And there were two more dreams. Then I was listening to that wonderful woman, Michelle Fielding, out of England, the channel. And she also had these dreams about Donald Trump. So this was happening. And as you know, there's a whole other system of information that shamans have always gotten through dreams, through rituals, and so on. And that one was so direct. And then I brought it up to my community, and the number of people who had dreams of Donald Trump was astounding. And as you know, in the United States, many, many people have Trump derangement syndrome. You can't even mention him. And they go ballistic. They just can't, because they've been brainwashed for 4 years or more to hate him, that no matter what's happened, no matter what bad thing has happened, it's his fault, it's his fault, it's his fault. And the New York Times and all of the rest of it. But when this whole thing started, I also watched the movie Out of Shadows, Official, that stuntman had made about Hollywood. And I got the word out about that. And then the New York Times called me and they wanted to know why so many of my people had watched that movie. And I knew not to talk to them. And then Mother Jones called me, and Business Insider and Wall Street Journal. And I said, no, that's a setup. That's a guillotine for me. So I didn't talk to them.
Yeah, no, you have to be very careful with the mainstream media, or the lamestream media, as they're called over here, because they will, especially when it's pre-records, because they've been caught before editing. And it's something that in the alternative media and the people that I speak to, they try and avoid the mainstream media because they know they're not going to be impartial, because they have to follow the agenda.
Yes. And, you know, right after I testified again in front of the government via Zoom, because they were trying to push through a flu vaccine mandate for every healthcare worker anywhere in the state. And as soon as we got done, 40 people testified, only four were for this thing. And that afternoon, our main television program that they put on Facebook, and they announced to the public that I had voted for the mandate and that I thought vaccines were an important part of health. They literally just took words of mine that were not mine and put them in. And I, you know, I had many people write to say, you must issue a public retraction. That's the minimum journalistic standard. And they did. But I was shocked by that they would literally take my words and spin them exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I've had that done to me myself. Things taken out of context to make it sound like it's one way when it's a different way completely. And that happens. And it's even worse when it's done from people who are actually involved in the alt media, not even the mainstream. But so there's an awful lot going on in the States at the moment. As I say, all the eyes are on America, because what happens over there is going to happen over in Europe. And
yes,
hopefully, if what is predicted is going to happen, we should see a change by the middle of this year, if everything comes out, because all this has to come out. People are beginning to wake up. And they can see the silliness. I mean, even, you know, I don't know, the Fauci turned around and said, oh, you should wear two masks, or maybe three masks, or maybe get four.
God.
You know, I mean, it just gets ridiculous. And people putting things on their head like bubbles, as if they're astronauts or something. It just gets to the stage where people have to apply common sense. But, you know, what's worrying is that when you try and talk to, like if I went down and I tried to speak to my own doctor and I said to him, yes, I had the Dr. Christian on my show and she's a medical doctor and here's her qualifications. His arrogance, maybe it's arrogance or ignorance, I don't know. His arrogance might be, well, maybe she's just passed her exams and she's just finished medical college. And you think, No, this is a lady that's been involved in the medical profession for a very long time, very experienced. But for some reason, that doesn't seem to fly.
And no, none of it. You will never, ever, ever change anyone's mind with data. Because as soon as you give the qualifications, then they'll tell you why. Okay, so for me, here's what I hear. Well, you're not a virologist. So you don't know, or you're not an immunologist. So, but then when someone does, like the RARE, RAIR Foundation USA, this was a wonderful article, dire warning, prominent virologist Dr. Sukarit Bhakdi exposes major risk of gene-altering vaccine, right?
Okay.
So he is a prominent German virologist warning German citizens about the detrimental effects. So it, even when you get the kind of person where there's no question that this is their field of knowledge, it doesn't matter. And that's very important to know that.
It's a sad affair, but yeah, maybe I see that's probably obviously the way they approach it. Okay, I'm just going to say to the listeners and the people on the chat room, if you have a question, oh, thank you very much. A cup of tea has just been brought into me. I'm really taking care of here. If you have any questions, please put your question in now, because normally you end up doing it 10 minutes before we have to finish the show and I can't fit all the questions in. So if you have a question for Dr. Christian, stick it in the chat room now so I can ask her. I have a question here from a chap called No Name, and he says, Has Dr. Christian, has she heard of GCMAF, which is a vitamin D binding protein to cure cancer? I've heard that a toxic product called Nagalase was added to vaccines to destroy the body's natural GCMAF production.
I know nothing about it, but I'll tell you what's going to happen because this is the way it works. Next thing you know, someone's going to send me a paper on that.
Fantastic.
I'm certain that that is true. I am just certain. Once you look at vaccine ingredients, it should make your hair stand on end. And they're giving them to children six at a time. It's terrible.
Okay, well, I'll give you a bit of a background because you will come across this. There's a chap in the UK, which I've interviewed on my show, called David Noakes and his partner, Lynn, who are producing GCMAF. And what David found out, and his partner, Lynn, is a scientist and a doctor too, and they produced the GCMAF to fight cancer. And what they found out was the vaccines contained some ingredient which switches off the GCMAF in your body, which your body produces, which then obviously when you get cancer, the GCMAF is not there to fight the cancer. So David and his partner Lynn were producing GCMAF and giving it to people and treating them, and they have had fantastic success. And basically what happened was the two of them got locked up, deported to France, and got locked up in prison in France. And Lynn got out there recently, but David is still in prison in France.
Oh God.
So this is what's happening. So David Noakes is the chap that you'll hear. When you mention GCMAF, people know David. Really good guy. I met him personally. And his partner, Lynn. And all they were doing was producing good quality GCMAF to give the people to fight cancer. They've had great success. And basically, they shut them down and deported them and sent them over to France to prison. And so that's something that you might come across there.
Yes, I'll look it up too. Yeah,
but there's so many different cures. I mean, I've had Dr. Simoncini on, who's an Italian oncologist, and he got struck off as a doctor because he was told when he was doing his medical training, he was told that he was very interested in sodium bicarb, and his peers just said to him, "Oh yeah, don't worry about that; it's a waste of time." But he went in and started researching it, and now he recommends and treats people with sodium bicarb. And again, he's had some great successes with it because his videos are on YouTube, and he said cancer is a fungus. And he said if you put a cannula straight into where the tumour is and wash it with sodium bicarb, you'll actually get rid of, say, breast cancer in 6 days. But they took his license off him because he was being successful using a natural product.
Well, they're never going to let you do that. There's no money in that.
Exactly. Well, this is it. This is big pharma. And having worked in the pharmaceutical industry myself, you know, it's such a money-making scam. It really is. I have to say that because you don't become a patient, you become a customer. And I think this, what they want at the end of the day is this perpetual licensing. So if they don't want to cure you, obviously doctors, I think, in the best will in the world, they treat the cause but not the symptom. And I interviewed a doctor on my show a few years ago called Dr. Lorraine Day. I don't know whether you've heard of her.
I certainly have, yeah.
And Dr. Lorraine Day was very entertaining because she had cancer herself and she used natural products to actually fight the cancer. And it's funny, she said to us, doctors are only good for two things, taking body parts out and writing prescriptions. And I know that's kind of quite condescending, but she was a doctor and an ex-trauma surgeon. So what would your perception be on doctors? How do you see doctors today?
I see them as a beleaguered class of person who is more susceptible to propaganda than just about any other group. They are taught not to think, and medical education has been completely hijacked by Big Pharma. But at the same time, I see those who are interested in mind-body healing, so there's been a big split. I must tell you that I have been horrified at the number of my so-called holistic colleagues who have come out in favor of the COVID vaccine. It's just hard to believe. Mark Hyman, who's the doctor for the quarterback, the former quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, who's now with another team. I think the Super Bowl's tonight, so that's big for people. So many, many, many people that I thought would be standing for health freedom and informed consent are now coming out and saying everyone should get the vaccine. And it's, to me, that's the kind of thing that when you get to the other side, the group on the other side is going to say, you're going to have to go back and clean up that karma. What you did was not so good.
Well, what about their Hippocratic oath that they have?
Yeah, what about it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hey, listen, they're trying to get rid of everything like that now. I think at a latest medical school graduation I saw this year, they removed the Hippocratic Oath and they put in a whole bunch of stuff about, making sure that they took care well of people of color. And there's nothing wrong with that, but the Hippocratic Oath needs to be the first thing.
Well, they really need to sort it out. Over here, we have a high level of control from the health authority, which is called the HSC. And something that has been happening over here, and maybe in the US as well, is that patients are, you'd say, somebody might say that their uncle died of a heart attack, and on the death cert, they're putting down COVID.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that here. Yeah, Dr. Scott Jensen of Minnesota, 40 years a family doctor, and he began to bring that to their attention, and they called him on the carpet. I mean, he's been a family doctor for 40 years, and this started to come out, and what happened to all those doctors talking about this on social media? They were immediately censored.
That's very concerning. See, doctors have a little bit of weight in the community where somebody like me is just a nobody. But when you're a medical doctor, it does carry a bit of weight. And we have heard about certain doctors being, let's just say, having certain accidents, if you want to call it that. And people who are into natural products as well and who promote natural products as well, I think they also have had a few accidents. So I would say to you, you know, obviously make that. A lot of people normally say, well, look, I'm healthy and I don't have any plans to commit suicide. So it's important that you kind of put that statement out there. But I know what it feels like because we all are part of this jigsaw. We all have a moral conscience to go and do something and speak out and do something about it. I mean, you're doing what you're doing. I do what I do. And there's people out there doing the same thing. And the more people get together and start saying enough is enough to get that critical mass, I think is important. I have another question from No Name again on the chat. And he said, I grow hemp and distill CBD oil and Rick Simpson cannabis oil. I've seen these oils being used very well for a whole range of inflammatory and infections. Does Dr. Christian have any thoughts of the body's endocannabinoid system, which needs cannabinoids to protect from disease?
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts. I've seen some wonderful things with people becoming calmer. I've also seen a fantastic pain relief with the endocannabinoid system. And of course, you know, you want to have it organically grown. Hemp is interesting because it cleans up the soil. It literally takes toxins out of the soil. So I believe that that's a whole pharmacy in and of itself. And as you might imagine, Big Pharma is trying to take that one over too.
Yeah, we're trying to. Over here, we had a lady, a very brave lady, did a massive walk. Her daughter was having epileptic fits literally every few minutes, and she made a big protest about it. And to cut a long story short, they actually licensed CBD to her specifically for her daughter. And when her daughter started taking that, she found that was the only thing that could stop her daughter having fits was the CBD. It controlled it. And that's something that we need to start rolling out. I think we're going to need to do that. Now, I know you're a big advocate of women's health, and something I just want you to talk about, which you alluded to at the start of the show, mammograms. How dangerous are they, and should women be going to get them tests done?
what mammograms will do, unfortunately, is they pick up things you would die with, but not die from. The same as the PSA test in men. And so what happens is, let's say that you have a little bit of what's called ductal carcinoma in situ. This is just a pathological diagnosis. It is not cancer. The term should be changed to something else, because the minute that women hear ductal carcinoma in situ, oh my God, it's cancer, take them off, right? And so unfortunately, with the new high-resolution mammograms, we're finding way more ductal carcinoma in situ, and then women are terrified. So then they have to go back every 6 months, and then every time they go back, that's more radiation. So what I recommend is, if you want to have a screener, then thermography works very, very well. It just didn't get in the door, you know, in terms of marketing, but it's been out there since the 70s, and it is a functional test, meaning it is measuring blood flow to the breast tissue, and it's measuring heat. And we know that all cancers are caused by cellular inflammation. And if you see that heat early with the, and every woman's mammogram pattern on thermography is as unique as her fingerprints. And therefore, you get a baseline, and then if it changes, you know. And here's what's even better. You can begin to change your diet. You can begin to, for instance, eat more cruciferous vegetables with indole-3-carbinol and drink fewer glasses of wine. And then you can reverse the changes that are heading toward cancer. Whereas with a mammogram, it's either there or it's not. But I say to women, and one of my good friends, Dr. Larry Burke, is a radiologist at Duke, and he's done a lot of work on dreams of breast cancer. And so he said, if you have a dream that you have breast cancer, that may be a better diagnostic tool, because we are diagnosing so-called breast cancer earlier and earlier. And then everyone thinks we're winning the war on breast cancer. We're not. We've just moved the curve to a different area. So the truth of the matter is that hundreds, maybe thousands of women are overdiagnosed and overtreated every year because of mammograms. Now, is there a place for it? Yes. A good radiologist with a good thermographer can tell you a lot. But again, I just think that it's been taken up as a tool, and there are far too many done. And I'll go on record, because I already have. I've never had one. I don't ever intend to have one.
Okay, and what's your take on chemo? Because it seems to be that the laws are changing over here in Ireland, and what they're saying is that they're looking to for people to use the likes of CBD if they license it, for doctors to subscribe it, but only if they go through all the treatments that are available first. Now, if you go through chemo, you know, like everybody knows how bad chemo can be and the amount of money being made with that, but they're not even letting people go directly to the CBD. They're actually saying you have to go through all the proper treatments that they have on the system. And if none of them fail, then you can go CBD. To be honest with you, by that time, it'd probably be too late anyway.
I've been seeing that forever. I used to sit with Michio Kushi, who brought macrobiotics to the United States, and I would sit with him during consultations for cancer patients who had been given up. Okay, they already had all the chemo. They had everything. And they were told, go home and get your affairs in order. And what I saw was that people very often improved with no help of the medical profession. But what I saw was, God, if they'd only started this sooner before having their body ravaged by the chemotherapy, which is, as you know, it was invented after World War II. And by the way, it's highly effective against some kinds of multiple myeloma, the sort of soft tumors, the blood cancers, and so on. So there's a place for it, but unfortunately it doesn't work well on solid tumors, bowel cancer, bladder cancer, and so on. So again, we're going to have to go somewhere else, and I'm hoping that when this whole darkness lifts, we're going to find technologies that have patents that have been hidden from humanity that were all natural treatments, so we won't have to suffer like this.
Well, there's so many natural treatments out there anyway. I mean, Royal Raymond Rife had his machine that was curing cancer and whooping cough in the 1920s, but they took that away.
That's the usual. And see, yeah. Once you know that, and you and I are clear on all of that, then you see that this COVID thing is nothing but that, only globally.
Exactly. And trying to, again, you know, you get to the stage where you don't want to do any more waking up. You think, after all this time, you know, if they don't get it, you know, I mean, ignorance is a choice now. There's so much information out there, and people just need to go and do some research. But when they start quoting the likes of the BBC and RTE and CNN as their source of evidence, I feel very sorry, especially when it comes to the BBC, because at the end of the day, the BBC were the actual broadcaster who protected Jimmy Savile, who was the paedophile, and obviously they lied about 9/11 as well. And I say this to people, when they go and quote the likes of the BBC, I think, but this is what they did. They covered up Jimmy Savile, and they were covering up, making lies with 9/11. So how can you trust them as a source?
Well, this is just the hip. It's just what they've always done. You sit down at night, you listen to the news. This is what you do. And the school system trains us to do this. And when the truth comes out, there's going to be thousands of people saying to us, how did you know? And the question for them is going to be, you need to ask that to yourself. I'm not going to tell you. How did I know? How did you know? And I think the question is, how did you not know?
I totally agree. That is a question to ask people when they finally get it and say, how come I got it and you didn't get it? What was the catalyst? Or why was that the case where that I got it and you didn't get it? It is a very interesting question to ask people. Now, you're obviously based in the States. What's your current lockdown situation at the moment?
Well, currently our governor told everybody, do not have any Super Bowl parties because we want you to be alive for next year. It's hugely variable. So in the southern part of the state, that is a little more mainstream, we've had a lot of New Yorkers move in and so on, then it's pretty, you know, there's the masks and so on, but you can go to restaurants. The tables are very far apart. You got to wear a mask to sit at the table, but once you're at the table, you can take the mask off. There are some theaters that are open. The farther north you go, there are whole towns where you wouldn't even know that there was a lockdown because they just ignore the governor's orders. So it really, you can kind of see where people are. As maybe Charlie Ward said, it's an IQ test, you know, to see what people are doing. I was in Florida a couple weeks ago, and almost nobody was wearing a mask. My daughter's currently in Florida. Nobody is wearing a mask. They do this stuff that's interesting. You have to wear a mask in a store, like a grocery store, and you have to wear a mask going into a restaurant. But other than that, you don't need to. So it's highly variable, and we're starting to see little pockets of people that are just deciding to live freely. A whole group of us are going to go to a restaurant without masks, without social distancing, to help this restaurant survive. You know, so we're starting to do some activities like that that are fun and that really begin to help those who are struggling to keep their businesses going. You know, a bunch of fearless people who are lined up with Pam Popper in her group Make Americans Free Again, that network.
I think,
and by the way, she's doing that in other countries. There are groups following her protocol in other countries. So you could do it in Ireland. Just go to her website, Make Americans Free Again, and then look at the PDF about Thursday night meetings. And we could be forming these all over the world. And it doesn't need to be Thursday nights. And there's something wonderful about getting people together in your home with no masks, no social distancing, and anyone who's afraid just doesn't come.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some countries in Europe, Italy in particular, that have just stood up and said, we're not doing this anymore. And everybody just opened up. And I know they tried in the UK, but I seen a video there the other day of a calf, a guy who was running a calf. The three guards, cops arrested them for running his business since last June. That's all he was doing, run his business. Now, over here in Ireland, we are heavily fluoridated. We've been heavily fluoridated since 1963-64, and we talked, you mentioned earlier about, you know, the pineal gland and what fluoride does, and it's a neurotoxin and all that kind of stuff, and the amount of health issues that we have over here in Ireland, I would say directly related to fluoride, is unbelievable. And maybe that's why the Irish people are just so passive, because that's what fluoride does. It pacifies people. So we're not seeing any uprising. I know they always say the, you know, the rebel Irish, or the, you know, the history of Ireland being that we're very rebellious people, but the fluoride has really knocked a lot of people out, to be honest with you. And, you know, when you go around, again, it goes back to what I said about the critical mass, but when you walk around and you're seeing people outdoors wearing a mask, and they're walking their dog on their own, or they're in the car on their own, and you have a mask on, and you think, what is going on with your mind? But here's the thing. The problem is that, and I heard Rachel Elnor, she's a lady that was on, a businesswoman that was on Dragon's Den. I think in America you have a similar program, but over here in Ireland and the UK it's called Dragon's Den. And she was saying that the what happens is that your frontal cortex, which is your logic and your thinking part of the brain, gets disabled because fear disables it. So as long as they keep pushing the fear of the virus, you're not able to think logically, and that shuts down.
That's exactly right. So it's really been a fear pandemic. There's no real pandemic. There just isn't. And once you realize that, you know, like from the very beginning, I've never been afraid of the virus. My whole family is not afraid of the virus. My mother is 95. No one has ever social distanced around her or done anything. And we're all completely healthy. So, and remember what the fear does is it plummets your immunity. So you are far less able to fight off any kind of flu virus or whatever. But, you know, as you know, they're not even counting flu cases anymore. It's like this virus has cured heart disease, cancer, flu. It's amazing virus. And it has a curfew.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Dr. Bruce Lipton talked about epidemiology. And he said about that, he said the fear and the stress will bring your immune system down and cause you probably get it because of it. We have two questions that's come in. No name again. He said, question for Dr. Christian, can she speak about the benefits of essential oils like oregano and pure gum turpentine pine oil? These treatments are brilliant for infestations, thrush and parasites.
Yes, they are. And they're also antiviral and antibacterial. So essential oils are, you know, an ancient type of medicine. So those things are wonderful. Oregano, you know, a couple drops of that in some water will, you know, knock out a cold easily. So I here's what I believe. Everybody should have vitamin D, vitamin C, some oregano oil, any other things of that nature, and just be taking those regularly, especially during the winter. And then you'll be, you know, you're not going to get this thing. And if you do, it'll be very mild. And most people who get this, by the way, don't even know they had it. Quercetin is the same as HCQ. I don't know if your doctors are prescribing hydroxychloroquine, which works beautifully. They probably aren't. So what you can do is just use quercetin instead. And you can make quercetin by just boiling the rinds of grapefruits. And then you just, take the water, little bit, sips of the water.
Isn't quercetin also in Schweppes, the drink?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's in the quinine. Yes.
Yeah, it's in that. So if people want to buy that, they can actually buy that and get it in that. And I have another question for you from Peter in Australia. And Peter wants to know, if you were to get the COVID vaccine, if it alters your DNA, well, it will because it's mRNA, so guaranteed it will do that. That means to me that if you get pregnant and have children, would that mean you pass that DNA onto your newborn child?
We do not know at this point, but I will tell you that the COVID vaccine looks like it targets testicular tissue and placental tissue, which means that it is associated with infertility. The doctor who so proudly claimed that she was getting the COVID vaccine to protect her and her pregnancy aborted the 14-week fetus. The baby died. But I think theoretically, yes. And remember that this vaccine agenda is developed to make us into cyborgs, not human. Yeah. Not human. Because these dark controllers are according to Oracle Girl Jacqueline, who's very interesting. She has a PhD from England and was a university professor, and she said she comes from the future to help with this current time now. And she talks about them as negative high frequency beings who are able to manipulate matter, but they are dying. And so they need to genetically alter humans so that we are half human and half artificial intelligence, and they will live through us in that way.
Yeah. Oh, we've heard about the transhumanism agenda and Elon Musk with his chip and the AI and all that kind of stuff that's going on, and it's quite scary. And again, I think the race is on for them. I think they have limited time. And
yes.
And this is why they're pushing the agenda and pushing everything at the moment. And this is why maybe within the next few months we'll have a better idea as to what way things are going to go. I'm not saying Trump is – we shouldn't be looking at a savior program, but he's part of the agenda of helping to make change happen on the planet.
Well, that's how I see it. And frankly, what I see around me in terms of my own community and the activism that I have done is we're not waiting for anybody. We are getting it done ourselves. You know, we've organized, so we're looking at people who need food, people who need shelter, in our own area. This is going to be from the local area up instead of the top down. And that's what we each need to do. And it'll be different in every single area. But we humans are enormously powerful. And we have been preyed upon. Our compassion and our empathy has been preyed upon for centuries. I wrote a book called Dodging Energy Vampires, and I just thought it was about the people in your family with personality disorders, but I realized it was a description of the people who are controlling humanity through the whole planet.
And have you experienced that issue as well with your family and friends? Have you fallen out with people when you're trying to educate them? And because it's happening to everybody, I think. Everybody's failing.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, for my fourth edition of The Wisdom of Menopause, I was just told by two publishing houses they cannot promote it because of, my stand on the vaccines and so on.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, that's after years. That's after three New York Times bestsellers. That's books translated into 22 languages. I mean, and I made the Watkins 100 list this year too, 2021. I moved down though. I moved down in rank. I was higher last year. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, there's always whoever goes down goes back up, because I think the more you do promos, the more people know about you, and I'm sure they do. And I'm just watching the chat on the chat room there, and people are really enjoying what you're saying and getting very positive vibes off you and the information that you've come across and you're talking about. And it's very interesting. And it's great that you came on the show. We've just a few minutes left before we wind things up. So what's your, if you the crystal ball, tell us what your feelings would be about the future, even the next few months.
I would say in the next few months, we are going to have disclosure, the likes of which we have never seen. And there will be people who will be mummified in their apartments because they're just going to stay afraid. But I believe that we are going to see uncovered the legacy of these dark controllers. And many, many, many people are going to fall into cognitive dissonance. We're going to have many, many, many people die from the vaccine. And we are going to begin with regenerative agriculture, regenerative communities, coming together, working together. The debt slavery at the level it's been will end, and we will be beginning to build all new structures so that this never happens again.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you. We need to learn from this. And, you know, it's the funny thing is that we always say, if you don't learn from history, history will be repeated. And we're actually doing the same thing. You know, where are your papers? You know, the whole German thing.
Yeah, and exactly.
We're repeating the same thing again. And people are going, oh, well, no, it's for your safety. No, you will give up your freedom if you're in fear. That's the whole psychology, you know. And this is one of the things, Hermann Göring, I think, was one of the Hitler's right-hand man, one of them anyway. And he said that we didn't need to do anything. All we had to do is give them fear, put out the fear, and people will give up the freedoms to be safe. And this is exactly what the government are doing with the media, is pushing the fear. I mean, I don't watch the news at all. If I put a TV on, I look for comedy shows and stuff like that. I don't watch the news at all. I don't have any stress. I don't have any anxiety, because I know what they're saying is complete and utter rubbish. It's lies. And people just need to switch off the box. I'd keep away from the news, because they are given their script from the government, because the media are funded by the government over here anyway in Ireland. And it's just amazing that people, again, we talked about it, people just don't see it. It's unbelievable. But again, it's a fear. You need to look. If you're in fear, people need to examine, why am I in fear? And, you know, there is a book, I think, I talked about it with a guest one time. You know, she was involved with Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She's great, that woman, yeah.
And that's what people need to do with everything going on. But with all the work that you've been doing, and all the people and all the support, I really appreciate all the work that you've been doing and all the talks that you've been doing and putting the word out there. I just wish that we could get more doctors to come on and talk about it, because people tend to prick up their ears when they hear that a doctor is on the show, because it adds some credibility, especially you've gone through the medical training and you've done all the science and everything else, and they enjoy that. I know I got the feedback from my listeners, but I just wish and I hope in the next few months more and more doctors wake up. I don't know whether, are you in a collective or in a group of doctors who are getting together? Because I know Dolores Cahill is in the Barrington group, and that's like thousands of doctors who've got together. I don't know whether you have the same thing in America.
Yes, we do. But this is where I've been finding the people who were like-minded doctors, the American Holistic Medical Association that I was president of. Many of them have been hijacked. So they're just talking about the vaccine. It's been horrifying. However, I have a very tight inner circle of doctors, and we all got together to help overturn the flu vaccine mandate in Massachusetts. We wrote affidavits and all that. And then there's another group. There's Physicians for Informed Consent out of California. They're fantastic. And then there's Simone Gold and the Frontline Doctors, and they have all organized. That's a wonderful group. And I'm part of a brain trust with her. So I'm connected to a lot of doctors.
Fantastic. Well, and hopefully that carries on and that grows. Dr. Christian, thank you for coming on the show. It's much appreciated. Really enjoyed chatting with you. Great information. Before I let you go, do you want to give people all your contact details, where they can get your book, your website, and all that information?
Yes, the best way is go to my website, drnorthrup.com, and sign up for my free e-news so that if I get deplatformed on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you'll always know where I am. But right now I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram as Dr. Christian Northrup, and on Facebook, Dr. Christian Northrup. And I do an almost daily, not always, little update. And I use coded language. I put up, my fingers in a V for vaccine so I can keep my platforms.
Well, I think Magenta Pixie uses Maxine, doesn't she?
Yes, he does. Yes, Magenta does that, yes.
It's the AI, the system is looking out for these keywords and you just have to tweak it and change it. You know, it's brilliant how inventive the human a psyche can be when it comes to things like this. Well, a big thank you for coming on. Just stay with me there for a minute. I'm just going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Great stuff. That was Keep the Faith, and that's what we have to do. We have to keep the faith and stay positive, folks. It will change. And people are waking up en masse. It's just going to take time. I know it's frustrating, but as Dr. Christian Northrup said, it's happening. People are waking up and it's en masse. You know, maybe we just need to get that critical mass, you know, and I know it's very hard when you drive around or go around to the shops and have a look around and people are wearing the masks. But I think there's a lot of people just putting the masks on because of the whole threats of the Irish government regarding fines. And just that they don't need a hassle. I think they know by now that it's a load of rubbish, you know. But it is what it is. But just a couple of things I just want to mention. Now, I told you before about Statutory Instruments 276 or 296. Well, it said that you don't have to wear a mask in the banks and the credit unions or the post office. Apparently they've changed the law, they've updated the law recently. The Irish Times said the government has added banks, credit unions and post offices to the list of workplaces where face masks must be worn to help tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. The Department of Health had previously been of the view that the wearing of masks was not mandatory in such premises as they are controlled environments where social distancing should be attainable. In addition, it had argued that there are also security requirements in terms of ensuring the identity of individuals entering a financial institution. However, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly changed the regulations governing that. Stephen Donnelly needs to be held accountable for all this, along with Leo and Micheál Martin and Simon Harris. They definitely need to be held accountable, and none of this, I was just obeying orders, rubbish. Nuremberg trials are going to be coming down the line for these guys, I hope. So Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly changed the regulations governing the wearing of face masks covering on Tuesday, adding banks, post offices and credit unions to the list of workplaces where the wearing of face coverings is compulsory. So as from Tuesday, last Tuesday, apparently you have to put a mask on these places now, or a face covering. So, it's a load of rubbish. It really is a load of rubbish. You know it is. The other article that I have here, which I'm going to read out, is breakingnews.ie. And it said, in a landmark decision this morning, the outcome of which affects claims made by some 1,000 Irish pubs and restaurants, Mr. Justice Dennis MacDonald found that a policy sold by FBD covered losses the pubs sustained by having to close due to lockdown. The four test actions were taken by Dublin Bar's Aberkeen, trading as Sinnott's Bar, Hypertrust Limited, trading as the Leopardstown Inn, and Inn on Hibernian Way Limited, trading as Lemon and Duke. The fourth action was taken by Leinster Overview Concepts Limited, the owners of Sean's Bar, which is based in Athlone, County Westmeath. the publicans challenged FBD Insurance PLC, Ireland's only domestic insurer's refusal to indemnify them, as well as the insurer's stance that its policies of insurance did not cover the disruption caused to businesses by COVID-19. So it looks like a landmark decision has been made about suing the insurance company. So if that's the case and that decision was made, then the amount of landlords and pubs and restaurants can sue the insurance companies if they're saying that they're not covered, they're not indemnifying them, is going to hit the roof. So they can all sue. So again, the tides of change, I believe, are beginning to happen. The whole idea of getting all the businesses to open up and work, I mean, obviously worked in Italy, and we have the power, the people have the power, because remember, we come first, then it's the government, and then it's the legislation. The government's not at the top, the government's down underneath the people, because you can't have a government without the people. So, and I think the media are promoting all this rubbish. We only have, I think, about 14,000, 15,000 Gardaí in Ireland. They can't be everywhere. And I know there was a mention there earlier about we can't go to the beach, or we could be arrested by going to the beach. But the Gardaí are going there doing a bloody dance with Jerusalem. Now, is there satanic connotations with that song? Because remember the Hadron Collider, when they had the launch of the Hadron Collider, they had this some satanic ritual with Medusa. So are they doing the same thing? Unwittingly, are the Gardaí doing this dance to Jerusalem, which is some sort of satanic thing? I don't know. That's what's being said. So it's only in my opinion, in what I've seen. Answers on the postcard if that's the case. But I will say that with great people like Dr. Christian coming out and exposing what's going on, we need more and more doctors like that coming out and exposing what's going on. So within the next month, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in America. The fact that there was a tweet sent saying, we'd like to congratulate Mr. Biden for, President-elect Biden for getting in. And all of a sudden the tweet was deleted, but somebody actually screen captured it before it was deleted. I mean, these guys, our guys don't have a clue what's going on. And if they do, they are complicit. Are they going to be going over to America for Paddy's Day? I don't know. Why can't the ambassador of Ireland who lives in America just represent them instead of them flying over? You know, again, it's a different rule for them and a different rule for us. I mean, all that has to stop. It all has to stop. And maybe the pimple bursting, what we talked about, or this polarization of the frequencies, maybe we're getting to that stage where it's going to happen somewhere down the line. I hope so. But we just have to see. I know we have to be patient, and it's very difficult because there's a lot going on. But this karma has to come back around for these people. It has to come back around for these people. And we will learn. We have to go through this process, I believe anyway, to learn from it so we never, ever, ever do it again. And that means everything. The whole of Ireland, the population, has to be in our psyche, because otherwise we will repeat it. So I think it has to be done. Okay, thanks to everybody for tuning in. As I say, the t-shirts are being printed now at the moment, Circle of White Light. If you want a t-shirt, send me an email to contactus@circleofwhitelight.com and I'll reserve a t-shirt for you. So when they come in, I will send you an email. So first in, you know, obviously you get a t-shirt. And I might have one or two competitions as well to give out a free t-shirt as well. You never know. They are kind of, I have limited numbers. So, you know, I might have to do a reprint down the line, but we'll see how it goes anyway. My guest next week is a prophet and a psychic. It's a lady called Yutsava. Now, Yutsava is being attacked on a regular basis and they're trying to shut it down because a lot of the prophecies that she said have happened before, obviously well before, she said them well before they happened. And she's very popular and, as I say, she's being attacked on a regular basis. So fingers crossed we can get her on the show next week We can talk about her prophecies that she predicted have come through and prophecies that she is predicting now, and we'll see what happens down the line. So it's going to be very interesting with USAVA. But thanks to everybody for tuning in. Take it easy, folks. I think Barry's up next on People's Internet Radio. Don't go insane. Talk to each other. You know, email each other. Have Zoom calls with each other. Talk to each other. Use the technology. Okay? Don't be on your own, stressing out and losing that, you know, contact with talking to people. I have a Zoom call every week with the PIF team, and I have the odd Zoom call with people as well, just to chat. I'm part of the Patreon. If you donate to Patreon, I'm more than happy to have a chat with any members on Patreon who are donating as well. If they want to have a monthly chat, I'm happy to do that as well. So it's no problem to do that. Happy to do that. But for myself, take it easy. Have a good week. And if you have any news or any information, let me know. And otherwise, I'll see you next week. Stay safe and don't get the COVID. You know, so okay, bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.